USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a special Easter message for those sheltering in place during the coronavirus pandemic.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
Most churches celebrated Easter online with streaming services. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crowds of Mardi Gras tourists 2 weeks before federal advice came out to shelter in place might be one reason why Louisiana has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says they wish they'd known.
It's hard to look back now and say we should have canceled Mardi Gras. But with 840 people deaths in the last 30 days here in Louisiana, surely some of those people probably wouldn't have been infected.
Queen Elizabeth has stressed the need for the British people to continue to abide with their lockdown restrictions, especially during this Easter weekend.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater.
The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone from the castle's white drawing room. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One world leader is recovering from the coronavirus. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he owes his life to the hospital staff who cared for him while he underwent treatment for COVID-19. Yesterday, Johnson issued his first statement since leaving intensive care, saying that he just can't thank those staffers enough. The Prime Minister tested positive for the coronavirus on March 27th. He was released from the ICU on Thursday.
Tornadoes struck northern Louisiana, causing damage to nearly 24 homes and the airport in Monroe as a severe storm system passed through the south. The National Weather Service reported an emergency for Monroe at around noon local time. About 20 homes were reported to have sustained damage, plus multiple planes and hangars were damaged at the airport. At least 3 people in Mississippi have been killed. Tornadoes were also reported in Lincoln, DeSoto, and Webster Parishes in Louisiana. More than 15,000 customers in Texas were without power. Hail as big as a baseball was reported in eastern Texas near Del Rio. The National Weather Service said the worst weather was forecast for more than 5 million people who live in areas including Birmingham, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. Remember, you can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.